Welcome to the latest weekly edition of King's Corner, powered by Pembroke Mitsubishi. Today I'm talking to Jackson Wade, defenseman for the Lumber Kings. Jackson, thanks for joining me today. Nice to meet you. You're brand new to Hockey Town. Welcome. When did you first lace up with the squad?
Just this season. I got here a couple weeks ago, and before that I was in Brockville, and then before that I was in the NAHL, NAHL, and played two seasons there and then came here.
You're not only new to the Lumber Kings, but relatively new to Canada, as I understand it. Tell me a bit about your hockey journey leading up to now.
I played for the Corpus Christi Ice Rays down in Texas, very bottom of Texas. Yeah, it was great. We were in the Southern Division, so it's known for being more physical and bigger guys, more fights, stuff like that. It's fun to play in, but it's time for a change, so came up here.
You didn't come directly to Pembroke from the States, did you?
I went to Brockville here in the same league in the CC, and then came here. I was only in Brockville for maybe 2 weeks, maybe three, two and a half, around there. So
a big geographic leap, certainly from southern Texas to Pembroke, and I imagine the hockey is different up here than what you're used to. What prompted you to start looking outside the league down there for other opportunities?
In Corpus Christi, we got new coaches, new owners, and they wanted to switch things up, have a younger team, see how that goes, and so they let me go. And so I told my agent, hey, I want to go somewhere where I know I'm going to play for my last year, get a lot of ice time, and have a good time overall. And so he's like, okay, are you willing to go to another league and see what happens there? And I said, yeah, of course, I'm open to anything. So
here you are, you have a handful of games in with the league up here. So what are your initial thoughts?
Just keep it simple. Don't over-exaggerate anything. Don't freak out and just throw the puck. Just play your game, keep it simple, and that's really it.
Again, coming back to the different style of hockey, I'm sure it's different here. Maybe not quite what you're used to.
It's just, yeah, like I said, it's more physical. And, I mean, that was a big part of the game. There was a lot more fights. So, I mean, it was just when that happened. I mean, it just takes some getting used to. And I'm used to it now, so ready to go, I guess.
Were you a fighter down there? Is that something you're looking to bring to the stage this season?
If it comes, yeah, I will. But, I mean, not really looking for anything. Just more of a hitting guy and laying bodies around, throwing bodies around, so.
How about penalty minutes down there? With the physical style you've been talking about, did you spend much time in the box?
Not too bad. I mean, every couple games I'll get a penalty, or maybe I'll have one off game where I'll have two penalties or something like that. And I mean, it happens, but just move forward and keep it simple. So
what'll be next for you in your career after this, Jackson?
Hoping to go, obviously, to the next level. I mean, see what colleges are interested, and I've talked to a couple here and there, and I'm open to anything. So I mean, I just want to have a good year, a fun year for my last year in juniors, and see where it takes me after that.
Final question for you, Jackson. If you had your pick of any NHL team right now, right this minute, who do you think you might go with?
I mean, I'm from Detroit. I gotta go with the Wings, but I mean, I kind of just watch everything. I just like to pick apart everybody's game, I guess, and see what they do differently than what we do. So
always keeping your eye on the game. Terrific. Jackson, thanks a lot for joining me today. Best of luck this season. We'll get you back here later in the year to see how things are going for you. Meanwhile, we'll be watching you closely on the ice. That's it for this edition of King's Corner, powered by our good friends at Pembroke Mitsubishi. Until next week, go Kings go. For 104.9 MyFM, I'm Richard Evans.